Kisisa, Tafshin Pei. Okay. I'm going to synopsize here what we discussed. And basically, what we're coming to address is that we have two psukim here in Perek Lamed Gimel. One is, Va'ata imna matasi chin beinecha hodi'ini na es drachecha ve'edacha leman emsa chin beinecha re'i ki amcha hagoy hazeh. So the pasuk itself is a very difficult pasuk to understand. But let's just first address what the general topic is, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu's request, imna matasi chin beinecha hodi'ini na es drachecha. Teach me, instruct me in your ways. That's in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Later on, in Pasuk Yud Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Har eini na es kodecha." Show me your kavod. Show me your kavod. Okay, so that's our general topic. That's our general topic. So now let's go back to the Pasuk. We're going to see Rashi's approach to be mefarshit al pi. Pshuto shel Mikra, I guess you could say, and then we'll see the Gemara's approach, and then perhaps we'll understand a little bit of the interrelationship between the two requests, the Hodini na es drachecha and Hareini na es kodecha. So where's the Rashi? Rashi says on our first pasuk. Let's read the pasuk again. Vana ata im na matzasi chein beinecha. And now, if I found favor in your eyes, hodi'eni na'as drachecha, please instruct me, teach me your ways, be with your ways. Ve'eda, and I will know, ve'eda'acha, and I shall know you, leman emtzachein, so that I should be able to find favor, be'inecha, in your eyes, ure'ei, and see, ki'amcha hagoy hazeh, and see that your nation, your people, right, is this nation, Hagoyeza, i.e. the Jewish people. So now, it's funny. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I found favor, instruct me in your ways, so I should know you, and I should find favor, and see that this nation, that your nation, is this people, Hagoyeza. Says Rashi, "Va'anta im emes shematzasi chin beinecha. If indeed it's true, as you told me in the previous pasuk, that I found favor in your eyes, hodi'eni na'as drachecha, teach me your ways. Maschar atanosein the motzei chin beinecha. What teach me your ways? What reward, right? What reward you give to those who find favor in your eyes?" It seems, at first glance, a very odd sort of request. And this is not Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, it's true, it might be an Eis Ratzon. But how does this relate to our entire discussion over here? The Jewish people's, you know, existence is hanging in the balance. Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps has caused the Kodesh Baruch Hu to, through his tefilos, to rescind the edict, or the... the edict to destroy the Jewish people. Of course, this is what Hashem wanted. This we know. But, and now, okay, show me your ways. Show me your ways. But Rashi continues, Ve'eda'acha leman emtzachein beinecha, ve'eda bezu midas tagmulcha, and I shall know through this your way of rewarding. Mahi, what is it, mitzias chein, shematzasi beinecha. In other words, I want to see the example, as it were, of by having found favor in your eyes. Upisron lama emtsa chein. An explanation is why I found chein laman akir, so I should know kama schar metzias hachein. I should know how much is the reward, right, of this metzias chein. What is the reward? And how will this be shown? Rashi says, re'ei ki amcha goya zeh. So you should see that this people, that your people, or your nation, is this people, Hagoy Hazeh. So Gurari explains in Rashi, V'astashlum ha-schar shali ba'am hazeh todi'ini. The schar, my schar, right? Because I found favor in your eyes. Show me through this am. Perush Amalor Eki Amcha Goyaseh Shol Tomar Ve'escha Legoy Gadol. That you should exchange me for the Jewish people, but rather you should accede to my request not to destroy them. They should continue. That's Tashlum Aschar Sheli, the payment for my schar. Sheyeli Schar LaAsid Ba'am Mazeh Hodini. Show it to me through this people. Sheim Lo Timas Bam Bishvil Shelasi. Because if you show that you have not been repulsed by them through my bakasha, Bezeh Eidash Yishli Tashlum Schar Me'achar Shasi Sa Bakasha Si. So really, this is not at all a personal request. I mean, not that we ever thought it was, but the idea being that the way you'll show me how I found Matzichein Beinecha, the Simen Ladavar, that which exemplifies it, is what? Is a reacceptance of the Jewish people. So that's what we call, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was requesting. Show the favor that I found and the reward that I'm receiving through your reacceptance of the Jewish people. Fascinating. The Gemara, we know, has, and Rashi makes mention of the fact that the Gemara has a different way of understanding it. Right? The Gemara in Brachos on Dav Zayin talks about the idea of this being a request of Moshe Rabbeinu as to the topic of Tzadik Viralo, Tzadik Vitovlo, Rasha V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo. And all four permutations are brought there. And the Mefarshim say, things that Ramban actually says it maybe in Shargmu, but others say it, that the reason that all four permutations are mentioned in the Gemara, Tzadik, whose life is good, Tzadik, whose life is difficult, or Rasha, whose life is good, Rasha, whose life is difficult. We're talking about here in this world. The next world, everything is only based upon what you did. There is no, right, there's no confusion in the next world. But here, it's a confusing issue. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's request, and the reason that the four permutations are mentioned is because if there were only two permutations, Tzadik V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo, so I could say, listen, the Tzadik has to bite the bullet here, because in order to be Zocha to the full schar of Olam Haba, he has to go through, right, he has to go through a difficult life here. Right? He has to go through a difficult life here. And the Rasha, since he so detached himself from the coinage of the next world, but yet he may have done some good actions, he has to receive reward for whatever he did. So therefore he gets it in this world, and the next world there's nothing left. But there are four permutations, so then it becomes confusing, because we see it's not a rule in a tzaddik, right? It doesn't have to be by definition. The tzaddik has to go through, right, etc., a difficult life in order to receive the reward of the world to come. So based upon that, so the Gemara has two approaches. We're synopsizing here. There's a machlokas, actually, it appears. There's a machlokas, yeah, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Right? According to Rabbi Yossi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acceded to Moshe Rabbeinu's request, and as the Gemara explains, initially the Gemara suggests that the response to Moshe Rabbeinu's request, why is there Tzadik V'ralo, Tzadik V'tovlo, etc., Rasha V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo, is because it depends. Is the Tzadik who's suffering over here, who's his father? If he's a Tzadik ben Rasha, that explains it. He's suffering because his father was a Rasha. If he's a Tzadik ben Tzadik, that's why his life is good. If he's a Rasha ben Rasha, right, even though he deserves, right, cool, to get some good, but because really cool, maybe he did something good in his lifetime, but no, wait a second, just a second. He's really cool, he's a tzaddik. I shouldn't even say the good that he did in his lifetime. Why is he a Russia who really cool, who Ralo? He's a Russia whose father was a Russia. Russia Vitova is a Russia whose father was a tzaddik. Then the Gemara says that can't be. We have Psukim, again, synopsizing, that tells us that people don't suffer because of their fathers, because the previous generation. So therefore, what could he be talking about? Answer to the Gemara. No, really, he's talking about Tzadik Gomor. Complete Tzadik is a Tzadik V'tovlo. Tzadik She'eno Gomor. Tzadik was not a complete Tzadik, it's Tzadik V'ralo. Russia ve Toblo is a Russia. She'ain Ogomor, he's not a complete Russia. Russia Varalo is a complete Russia. The Bali Kabbalah, right? The Ramamic Pano talks about it. The Shlo here we have in the citation. Shlo says the reason the Gemara is not recanting for what it said initially that we're talking about here at Tzaddik, Ben Tzaddik, the Tzaddik, the son of a Tzaddik, the Tzaddik, the son of a Russia, the Russia, the son of a Tzaddik, the Russia, the son of a Russia. It's just rather explaining it. In other words, it was never. Initially, we thought it was talking about a biological father, and therefore the Gemara says you can't suffer for the sins of your father. The Gemara is now explaining, says the Shlo, that that's what it means, complete tzaddik or not complete tzaddik. It's explaining that when we said before, tzaddik ben Russia, for instance, a tzaddik son of Russia doesn't mean a Russia as his biological father. It means his previous lifetime. There's the sort of Gilgal is being discussed over here. The sort of Gilgal. In other words, the father referred to is the previous lifetime. And that's why he is an incomplete tzaddik, and that's why he's going through suffering. And if we're not privy to that, we don't know what's going on in previous lifetimes. So even though we see an incredible tzaddik, right? He's so exceptional in everything that he does. He's been Adam Lavakum, he's been Adam Lachaver, and yet he suffers. Right? It could be that he's finishing up, right, a job, baggage that's there from a previous lifetime, etc. Dvar Matikim. Right, this is an idea that needs to be digested. Right, it's for those of us not familiar with it. It's an idea that needs to be suggested, digested, I should say. Okay, that being the case, I always understood the machlokis. Between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, did Moshe Rabbeinu receive an answer to his question? Again, we're going in the Gemara's path of understanding. The pasuk called the Eini Nas Drachecha, teach me your ways. So I always understood the machlokas then when Rameir says he didn't receive an answer to his question. Is Rameir coming to argue with the idea of Gilgal? No. It's something that actually, I think that the way I always understood it is that it's actually an idea that the Ramban hints to in his Perush on Iyov, and once again in Shaar Gemul, is that there is another reason why you could have a tzaddik who suffers. And it's not just because he's a Gilgal, but because that's the way his soul is designed. Right? And in other words, different souls have to go through different experiences in order to reach total fulfillment of their job description. Some souls have to go through difficult experiences, others don't. Why should that be? On that, Hashem didn't give Moshe an answer. Right? That's not something he could reveal to Moshe, or that Moshe could understand or accept or record or be able to wrap his head around, certainly in this world. In the next world, perhaps yes, not in this world. So that way, we don't really have a machlokas. Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, it's just a matter of gradation. In other words, Rav Yossi says he revealed to him part of the answer, because that certainly is an explanation for some events, why certain tzaddikim suffer, etc. But since there is another idea which is not understandable from our perspective, so therefore Rav Meir says he didn't answer the question. Okay, that's the way I tended to understand it. Let's take a look now at the second pasuk. Lo suchal liros es panai. This pasuk is actually brought down by Rabbi Meir in the Gemara. Right. It's not really cool. It's actually something that's brought down in the sugya there on Dav Zion. And if you look, read the citation above from the Gemara in Brachos. Right, you see it over there. It says the last line in that paragraph from Brachos Zion. Fasirosius kapi, Farisis achurai. Quoting our pasuk from our parsha here, I will remove my hand. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu is in this cave. Um, Sorry for the interruption. Okay, so let's just now address we've seen Hodinias Derechecha. We saw Rashi's explanation to it. We saw the Gemara's address, explanation, and ostensibly we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for this, not for his own personal whatever, but the more that he, as it were, knows, right, the less division, less separation, you know, the greater is his capacity, right, to be connected to the Rabbon Shalom, which is why Hashem brought us here in the first place, and also the greater is his capacity to be able to guide the Jewish people. Now let's address the pasuk of Suchal, or called the idea of Hareini Nas Kodecha, show me your glory. So let's take a look. We've seen the Panim Yafos. I skipped the Or HaChaim above. I think it's really just basically an expansion of what I said in Rashi. And again, there's also a note there as well, but you know, I think brevity is the soul of wit. I think the less I say, the less people get confused. Let's take a look now at the idea of Hareini Nas Kvodecha. Panim Yafos, right? Right? Panim Yafos, the Baal HaFlaw. Pinchas of what he called Frankfurt, from the Horowitz, Frankfurt, Baal HaFlaw, Gdoli, one of the Gdoli Olam. She says as follows: Vayomer, Hareini Nas Kvodecha. Amru Chazal, Shiratza Moshe Leida Mipnei Ma Tzadik Veralo Verosha Vetovlo. Know what he's done here. He brings the pasuk Hareini Nas Kvodecha, which in the Gemara is not the pasuk that's cited. It's not the pasuk that's cited when the Gemara discusses Moshe Rabbeinu's request to understand Tzadik Veralo, Tzadik Vetovlo, etc., etc., etc. The pasuk that's cited there is Hodeini Nas Drachecha, not Hareini Nas Kvodecha. But he quotes that pasuk. And he cites immediately the Gemara, Shiratza Moshe Leida Mipnei Ma Tzadik Veralo Verosha Vetovlo. So now, just to say as a prelude, what he's doing over here is also a fascinating, what will come out from this, if you think about it, will also be a fascinating way to understand the Machlokes, yeah, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Rather than, as I suggested before, that Rav Yossi was addressing the Yesod of Gilgal, and Rav Meir was addressing the concept of Mazel, the Panim Yafos, I think, if we look carefully at it, even though he doesn't address the idea of the Machlokas Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, but we will see that as at the end of a little bit of our understanding what he says, you'll see that there's another way to understand the relationship in between Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, and that Rav Yossi is talking about conceptually understanding the idea of Tzadik Veralo, and Rav Meir is addressing the ability to experientially understand Tzadik Veralo, the capacity to understand it is there. The capacity to be able to relate to it properly, 100% properly, right? To see it, just like we see, right? See things, yeah, for what they are. That's what Rav Meir is addressing. Again, he doesn't mention Rav Yossi Rav Meir. I'm just suggesting if you keep your eyes open, you'll see that's what's going to unfold. Vayomer Hareini Nas Kvodecha, Amru Chazal, right? The bottom paragraph and the bottom page one. Amu Chazal, Shiratza Moshe Leida Bibnimat Tzadik Veralo Verosha Vetovlo. Vieshafarsh, Api Drash Ze, Masha Heshi Verisa Tachorayo Poneloi Ro. We can understand this, right? That you'll see my front but not my back. Right? Sheherol Hashem Yisborach Achris Rishoyim Nichrasa. Now it says the Panu Yafos, he brings up the Psukim, etc., that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll be able to see the end, achorai. You will not be able to see panai. The idea being, achorai, is you'll see the end result, that the tzaddikim who suffer in this world go to unbelievable schar. And the rishayim, right, who are matzliach, who succeed in this world, their lives are lives of butters light up constantly, they go to a terrible end. You'll be able to see, as it were, the rachamim at the end, the chanosias asher achon, you'll see the one that I show favor to, I will show favor to. You'll see the end, but you will not be able to see the process now. I.e., in other words, even though you understand that's where it's going to, if you remember correctly when we talked about Matan Torah, so Chazal say that at Matan Torah, right, at Matan Torah, it says v'chol amroim es hakolos, they saw the sounds, and the Nefesh Chaim explains, he brings a medrash, that they saw that which ordinarily they heard, and they heard with that which they ordinarily they saw. And as the idea being, they heard what they ordinarily saw, means the world that was this world, olam hazeh, which we so clearly see it at Matan Torah. Oh, I hear it. Yeah, I could hear that. In other words, it wasn't the given, it wasn't the fait accompli, it wasn't the main attraction. Yeah, I could hear it. Yeah, that's necessary also. Whereas the ruchni world, which ordinarily one hears, oh, I hear it, it's a good idea, nice idea, but I don't see it, that they saw. Within the context of Tzadik Baralo and Rosh HaVetovlo, that's what we call the Panim Yafis says, that's, you will see the end. In other words, you'll see what it's going to, but at the time that it's happening, the Panim, the process is going to bring to that end, that you could see. You could hear it. You could understand it. But you can't see it. And it brings a proof to this, right? That even Adam Arishon, right? Even Adam Arishon, right? Even Adam Arishon, before the Chet, where is it? On the top of, on top of page 2, Yesh Lafarsh Masha Amul Chazal Sanhedrin on Chesmon Beis Shehera Kodesh Baruch Hu Adam Arishon. Sefer told us Adam Dorshav Adam Arishon. This is before the Chet of Adam Arishon. The Raza Rekiva Samach B'Torasa V'Nis Atzev B'Misaso. He rejoiced in his Torah, which means he also rejoiced in knowing what Rekiva is going to. V'Nis Atzev B'Misaso, and he was saddened by his death, the horrible death that Rekiva experienced. We're talking about Adam Rishon before the Chet. The wisdom of the Borei Olam, right, is in him. But Filhachilo, he seeks that he still could not see it. Right, the Ha'adam Hachai, right, Adam the Chai, the living one, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Ha'adam, the Adam, even he could not understand it. In other words, not that he couldn't understand it. He couldn't experience it. He couldn't experience that this is going towards Tov. He knows it's going towards Tov, but he couldn't experience it. The Yesh Lafarish continues, the Panim Yafos. Mash Omru Panai Lo Yiro, Asher Kvar Omru Lo Tuchal Liros Es Panai. Now here the Panim Yafos is addressing another issue in this second group of psukim, of the Har'eini Nas Kvodecha psukim. It says in Pasuk Chof, Vayomer, right, Lo Suchal Liros Es Panai. Ki lo yirani adam v'chai. Fine. Then, in Pasuk Gimel, when the actual experience, we're describing what's going to take place, v'asirosi eskapi, I will remove, as it were, my hand, right, to hide you from seeing my punning, as, what do you call it, passes before you, for isas achorai, and you will see my back, u'panai lo yirai, you will not see my face. So the punning yafos, I don't understand. You're already saying you're not seeing my face. What are we doing there? We're putting salt on the wounds? I mean, what's the point of saying? You already said it. Says the punning yafos again, the fourth line down on page 2 from the top. Yeshafarish, Mashakasu, Panala Yiro, Afshikvar, Amalo, Sucha, Lirus, Panai. Inyana lefi shesavar Moshe shuyuchal likabel or hapani. Moshe Rabbeinu thought perhaps he could understand that he could be makabel or hapani. Or hapanim in that all that horror of the suffering to experience the good that's going to come from it. Ve'emes amru b'zeh tachlis hayadiyah she'enu yodea. That's what he's saying. The goal of all knowledge is to know when you've reached as far as you can understand, to know that there is that which you cannot know. Ki baloso so oscho shetira lekabel es achorai tira v'tasig gamkin she'efshir leros or haponim. That when you see the back, you will also be able to comprehend that you know you can't see the front. Right? V'koi milas for isa. And that which you will see, the pasuk where he says, "Gam al ponai lo yero," you will see that you cannot see my ponim. Fascinating, fascinating. So again, so far what we've seen is we can understand that in fact is really what Rav Yossi and Rav Meir are talking about in the Gemara. Rav Yossi is talking about conceptually, Tzadkaralo, Tzadkatolo, we explained before, Vashla, Gilgulim, perhaps even Mazel as well, etc. That can be all included. But the not being able to see, not receiving the answer, is you can't see it, like at Matan Torah, where you saw the Ruchni world as being the real world and the Gashmi world as being something subordinate to it. On the level of the suffering of the tzaddikim in this world, that you don't see. Because even Adam Rishon couldn't see that. Continues the Panim Yafos. Talks about Rabbi Akiva, right? Because the person is incapable of completely attaching himself to the achdus of Hashem while he still has a levush of a guf in this world. And that's the idea of panai lo yiro. He says, the Zeus Omar. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 lines up in the bottom of this citation of Panim Yafos, top of page 2. The Zeus Omar of Akiva, Bracha Samachal Chum Beis, Keshayim Marech Be'echar Amru Lo Talmidim Adkan. Even at this point, you can have a little more Shemaim. Amen Kol Yomai Yisi Mitzar Al Posek Zev Acher Shebali Yodil Lo Akamenu. All my days I was mitzar about this Posek, and now I shouldn't fulfill it. Hainu Shehaya Kol Yomav Moser Nafsho B'Posek Shema Yisrael. Kedil Hasek Ha'achdus Amiti. Person struggles, right? Rabbi Akiva's all life was struggling to attach himself to Hashem's achdus, as he said, Shema Yisrael. And that means, as you attach yourself completely to Hashem's achdus, it's as though you vaporize, right? But a person can't do that. L'chachom ruchazal, right? That's why we call it the way the Shar Kavanas brings down. Sorry for the interruption once again. So the idea being of a kolzman shishar up to be yishar b'guf again was the five lines up from the bottom on the paragraph of the Panim Yafos, top of page 2. Of al kolzman shishar chius b'levush gufni yishar l'kabel actus amiti. It's not possible. Because there's Omer Rav Akiva kishayam marich be'echad amul tamid v'adkan. Still, Amr them kol yom ayisim etzar al pasuk zeh. This is my avodah all the time, to bring myself to the saf, to the edge of achdus. Behind us, hayu kol yom of moser nafsho b'pasuk shma yisrael kedil hasiga achdus amiti. In other words, it never can be achieved completely as long as the barrier of the goof remains. V'lachach amru chazal shetzorach limsor nafsho l'Hashem be'echad. A person has to struggle, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, right? We turn towards one another, we turn to ourselves, we're Yisrael, all our brothers are Yisrael, Yaakov Vinu and Marsha Machpel is Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, we know is Hoya Hoviyah, totally, what do you call, unchanged. He is, he's the source of everything. He's Elokeinu, he's the one who's Mashgiach upon us, he is with us in this world. Hashem, Yehovah, he is one, he's Echad, there is no distinction, it's all one. Oh, I don't see, bring yourself to the Saf, to the edge, it's all one. He's all one. Avo emes, kol zman she'odem chai, yeshe lahasig achdus amiti. L'chach kiven Rabbi Akiva lahasig achdus amiti b'shas yitzias nafsho. A person's olam haba comes from a person's olam hazeh. There is no place else for it to come from, right? A person's olam haba, that's what's called olam haba. Because it's ba mi olam hazeh. It's not olam hazeh and olam hahu. This world, that world. Olam is ba from olam hazeh. So Rabbi Akiva brought himself to the edge in the world of avoda, in the world of struggle, to the saf, to the edge of b'mekabel Hashem's echad. As long as the goof is there, and as the goof, right, is literally stripped off, he enters into the world of echad. V'zeh she'amar ach she'ba liyadi lo kamenu, when I finally have the opportunity to have my echad fuse really with echad, I shouldn't fulfill it. Right? There's another point that we didn't go into in the Panuri office, the idea that both Hashem's mitzvahs asay, avas Hashem, and mitzvahs los asay, yiras Hashem, are all one. So that's what the pasuk says. Shtaim zu shamati, achas dvar elokim, shtaim zu shamati. Right, I still heard it as two. I couldn't completely understand it as one. It's all one. The Ahava and the Yira. So that being the case, so once again, as we said before, this could be the explanation to what Rabbi Meir said, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't receive an answer to his question, meaning conceptually, cognitively, Rav Yossi is right, be it Gilgal, be it even Mazel, right? But on an integrated, experiential level, that there should be no atzvus in seeing the pain, only the glory, that's not given to us. That's Ahorai, the end, you can see Panai, the process that brings to the end. Well, you're right, you can't see it on the level of everything else that we experienced at Har Sinai, where we were able to see that which ordinarily we heard and hear that which we ordinarily saw. L'ruchni, gashmi, combination. Finally, let's just see from the pre-tzaddik. Right? V'husar miyaj yizkil amara achoraim. He's explaining this idea of achoraim. Sheheru, as the Gemara says, the Gemara concludes there in Brachos, Sheheru Kesher Shel Tefillin, so the Kesher Tefillin. Mitzad HaPanim HaTefillin Atzmon. What's on the other side? What's on the, by the Panim? The Tefillin themselves. And Tefillin Demare Alma, the Gemara says in Brachos and Avav. The Tefillin that the Rabbon Shalom Kav Yachol wears are filled with psukim of the glory of the Jewish people. Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, etc. Other psukim. That's what fills the parshios of the tefillin kov yachol Rabbon Shalom. Our tefillin, Shema Yisrael, v'hafta v'hayayim shamoah, kadesh li b'chor, v'yaki v'yacha, Hashem's oneness, Hashem's hashgacha, Hashem's involvement, really caught, is turning the world upside down to take us out of Mitzrayim, to choose us, right? We saw his hashgacha, we saw his koach, we saw his ein od melvado. That's an art tefillin. His tefillin, how exquisite, how unique, how totally special the Jewish people. So we can see the kesher, can't see the front. With tefillin de Mariam, k'siv bo mikamcha Yisrael, k'mosh am berachos who inspire Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu kovei och takes pride, right? Kovod, these are my people. Shem goy echad l'shvo yizbarach, k'hu nikra Elokei Yisrael. Moshe was called Elokei Yisrael. Shekol Atzilus, Atzilus Ubrias, Kol Olamas, everything that occurs from Baruch Hu, everything that emanates from His will in all the worlds, everything that's created to reveal His kavod, to reveal His dominion, is rak on and through the Jewish people. Just an R tefillin is Yichud Hashem, in His tefillin Kav Yochel is Nikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Like the Pasuk says, Rochol Me'aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, V'yoro Mimecha. Right? Shem Hashem is upon us. Elu tefillin Shebarosh. Those are the tefillin that we wear. And he wears tefillin about our glory. King tefillin demore alma who kriyas shmo al Yisrael shem yuchadim l'shmo. They were unique, special, designated only for his name. La'asig yeh izgalus hazeh panim b'panim. In the future we will see panim b'panim. Right? Just like the Gemara brings down the Shabbos. Yitzchak will point. Right? And we'll all point. V'hoyu einecha ro'os l'morecha. Right? We'll all say, zeh Hashem kivinu lo. This is the one that we placed our trust in. Well, mazei yefsha zeh. Rak Moshe Rabbeinu v'sham zachli ro'os acharayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the kesher shel tefillin. Shehu gamkin gilui hiskashrus zeh shel Yisrael imavim shvashamayim. The kesher points to the connection of the Jewish people with their Father in heaven. You can't see the front. Right? Like we said before from the Panim Yafos, the front you can't see. To see the glory and the pain, the glory and the suffering, we don't see it. We know it, but we don't see it. Avalobi is galus guf hakriya shem rakagilui la'ayin sheish kriya shem kazeh mitzad aponim. But we know there's a ponim. We know there's a front to the tefillin. Because when you see the back of the tefillin, you know there's a, what do you call it? You know there's a what do you call it? The bias of the tefillin in the front. We should call asagas Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom hayader chriya alkein amalo ufanei lo yirael klal lakor cholaim zar zacha der chriya. Moshe Rabbeinu saw clearly. He saw the kesher. Okay. So we live in apocalyptic times. Hashem have mercy upon the Jewish people. If this is indeed a time of incredible transition, may the transition be not more difficult than we have the capacity to bear. And may we see, right, the transition from the world of the Kesher Shel Tefillin to seeing the bias, Kav Yochel Shel Rosh, of the Borei Olam Yisbarach Shmo, B'mehera B'yameinu, Amen. Have a good Shabbos.